Essentially, they want 36%. That's the tariff increase already starting early in 2025. In total, over the next 3 years, they want just over 56% in increases in tariffs. How, as the working class, are we going to afford this? Cape Town Mayor Jordan E. Lewis has urged the National Energy Regulator of South Africa to reject tariff hike applications, citing inefficiencies and increased profit motives. So is it easy for the mayor of the city of Cape Town to speak like this from this perspective? Or is he making some sort of sense? Or is it an attack on the coalition, but the ANC side of it? Regin Corsi, energy analyst, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, thanks for having me.
Reg, essentially, over 3 years, 56% is what Eskom wants over the next 3 years, with 36% being proposed in as far as the tariff increase is concerned, starting early in 2025. I can say now already, as South Africans, definitely the working class, we cannot afford that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. However, we must accept that the mayor of Cape Town and DA, for example, in them screaming about this 56% or 36% that's coming shortly, you know, that this is a group of people who are, you know, folk termed. You know, they talk this today, they talk that tomorrow. These are the persons who have been screaming about the so-called green energy, environmental stuff, and so on and so forth, wanting, to have power supplied from these fellows who are now supplying us power through the renewables. The renewables are costing Eskom so much money without power being delivered to the grid. All right? DA is at the center, the whole of DA, including, I suppose, even those who are working in the local municipality, the local government there, have been all screaming that, wow, we need renewables, we need renewables, government must ensure that we have renewables, and so on and so forth. But renewables are at a great cost to Eskom itself. So Eskom has to find money, because right from bid number one, we have been paying much more than is necessary. Okay? If the government has been forced to do this, and with the insistence of the DA cannot come back to us again and say, well, Eskom is increasing. Eskom is increasing because of their own insistence that we should have all these renewables part by private sector, not by government. Eskom should have long gone the renewable route on its own at a very low cost, instead of having all these renewables come on Eskom's back, meaning the rest of us have to pay. And then one side begin to scream that, no, 56% is so high. When in fact, we shouldn't even have had all these high tariffs if we did not have to take these private sector tariffs and indeed paying them, guaranteeing them as well. So quite frankly, it's a fork-tongued response or statement from the DA. And I think we should ignore it and say they are the persons who are behind all this as well, given the fact that they've been shouting to government, no, take on these renewables, despite the high cost that Eskom has to bear. I'm afraid we cannot see them from anything else other than being, you know, the charlatans, I think they have become to be known by most people now.
Reg, would you analyze this also as a move by the peristatal to essentially squeeze consumers into a corner where we left with no other option but to accept perhaps a complete privatization of Eskom? And that would obviously usher in a completely new ball game.
Well, look, there's no doubt that Eskom itself wants to have some money, you know, for whatever reasons. Remember, Eskom is not fully subsidized by government. We have, in the recent past, the budget statements from the Minister of Finance told us that they're giving Eskom some money, 60 billion here and so on and so forth, and also writing up a debt of 250 or 240 billion and so on. That's fine. But yes, you're correct in saying that Eskom itself does want to have a profit. But the whole scheme is intended, for those who will be buying Eskom to make Eskom profitable. Because Eskom, at the end of the day, is not going to be owned by you and me. Eskom is going to be owned by a select few. The private sector, the very private sector, that DS says, we must, you know, give private sector, you know, to operate all these things. You cannot privatize public service and expect them to be cheap. It has never happened anywhere. Nowhere do we have this experience. In Europe, screams are higher than ours. Because why? The so-called public services are privatized. And now this is exactly happening at Pretoria. Pretoria trying to appease DA and the so-called private sector, not the SMEs, but the private sector. I don't consider the SMEs as private. The private sector means the big businesses that are, you know, that tied either to the president or to the ministers and foreign individuals who share cheese and wines with these elite. Quite frankly, it's a disaster. And I would understand Eskom itself having to say, well, we also need some profit from you.
Now, Ridge, as we wrap, as we conclude, okay, as an energy analyst, how do you foresee this playing out in terms of the increase tariff hikes that are probably on the cards? How is this going to play out come early 2025? Will we have no other choice as the working class but to accept? Maybe they will claim, we'll appease you slightly, instead of 36%, we'll give you a slight reduction. But the increase does appear to be on the cards, and it does appear as if the working class would just have to suck it up and accept it.
No doubt. Quite frankly, in 2025, we're going to have to see some increase, but I'm afraid it may not be the entire 56% for the next 3 years, or 36% that may come now. It will be slightly lower. But at the end of the day, it's going to be an increase. South Africans are already squeezed today, as we speak. All right? And it's likely that going forward, not just on Eskom side, other utilities also are going to be increasing. So we're going to see some increase. Of course, it may not be exactly 15%. What's going to be happening, though, is that the ordinary person will continue to get poorer and poorer. One, because of the poor management of the economy by the very ANC government, supported by the so-called private sector, which is squeezing ANC, squeezing government, and therefore squeezing the rest of us as they smile all the way to the bank themselves. I'm afraid the rest of us will really have to dig deeper. Come 2025, we're going to see some increase, there's no doubt.
Ridge Nkosi, energy analyst, as always, thanks so much for your time on PM Drive.
Pleasure, brother. Pleasure.